This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Producers are always looking for ways to farm as efficiently and economically as possible, but in a time of depressed commodity prices, that becomes an even bigger priority. We will hear more from Isaac Anderson with Winfield United next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Isaac Anderson is a market development agronomist with Winfield United, and he says that while he understands why farmers want to cut costs, they should be cautious when trying to make a cost-saving decision.
And that's the frequent topic, is how do I reduce my farm expenses to try to stay profitable? And the number one reminder from our agronomy team at Winfield United is understand what you're cutting an expense on. So if you're going to use a lower cost herbicide, insecticide, fungicide, seed hybrid or variety, or maybe even just the adjuvants in your tank, whether that's an oil or an AMS water conditioner, understand why a product is less expensive, because typically that boils down to the input of that expense. And when we reduce those, we can tend to lose efficacy and effectiveness of a product that we're using.
Anderson says that while a cost-cutting decision may make sense on paper, in practice, it can have an adverse result.
I just caution customers, we understand you want to reduce your inputs, your cost per acre. Understand what you're actually reducing that expense towards, because at the end of the day, it can actually end up not boding well, because we can lose efficacy of weed control, we can lose efficacy of fertility and development of that crop. So just be cautious of where we're cutting expenses and why we're cutting them in that area.
Reducing on inputs can ultimately result in lower yields, which would negatively affect a farmer's bottom line, says Anderson.
Absolutely, and that's one I always caution customers as well, is that the easy area to cut expenses is usually weed management, right? Reducing our herbicides, reducing the load, or using a generic, which could have a different concentration of the active ingredient or a different formulation. And we think, well great, I reduced my cost per acre on weed control, then we get subsequently less weed control, and what are weeds going to compete against? Our crop for water, nutrition, fertility, sunlight. So it's a risky area to get aggressive in expense reductions.
Anderson says that through Winfield United's AnswerPlot program, farmers can get advice on products and services backed by data.
Data is king for us. I mean, if you can't prove out why you want to use a product or a service, then really you don't have the validation of what you're trying to accomplish. So our AnswerPlot system is king. We generate about 6 million data points a year out of our AnswerPlot system. And that helps us build confidence in our retail sellers and our farmer customers that there's a reason we make the recommendations about the products we do, the rates we do, the tank mixes that we recommend, because we can validate the efficacy and the outcome of using those products. So encourage people too to work with your local retailer to get local AnswerPlot data, get replicated information about how a product works, what the efficacy is.
You've been listening to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.